Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
724, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Garrett Graves, U.S. Congressman, who had a big part in raising the debt ceiling and getting those negotiations done. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm good. What did you learn about coming together and making a deal and compromise?
Well, look, anytime you're sitting here dealing with a budget that is trillions of dollars, that's tens of trillions of dollars in the red in terms of the debt, there's certainly a lot to learn. I'll tell you that it just really concerns me about the future, because there were a number of people that really didn't see us having a debt of $32 trillion as actually being a problem. And so very concerning that folks in the room had that position. But look, at the end of the day, Tommy, here we go, and we passed something that has been signed into law with bipartisan support that ends up saving over $2 trillion, most significant savings in the history of our country, that makes a number of other reforms like work requirements for welfare, environmental streamlining, helping to rescind some of the dollars from IRS agents, taking back some excessive COVID funds, and others. And so I think at the end of the day, this is a huge win.
Does it set a model for compromise going forward? Because it seems like, you know, as soon as a compromise is reached, then each side starts demonizing the other. Not you, but each side starts demonizing the other. I know Margaret Brennan kind of took you to task, or at least tried to, about saying that they were schooled. But is it about claiming victory, or is it just about saying, look, you know, not everybody's going to get what they want, and sometimes you need to compromise?
Well, I think that you're exactly right, and especially that, meaning that you have to compromise sometimes. Now, you have to keep in mind, Tommy, that in this case, you have a scenario whereby the only way this becomes law is by having the Democrat president sign this into law. The only way this becomes law is having a Democrat majority Senate actually sign off on this thing. And of course, the only way it's signed into law is if you have a Republican majority House that approves it as well. And so you've got to be rational about the conditions that you're negotiating under. And there's not any one party that's going to get everything that they want. But I'll say it again. Look, we went through and negotiated this. We had the White House cross over seven red lines that they set, and ultimately got a bill signed into law by this president that is the greatest savings in American history. I think that's pretty historic. But I think that your point about being rational about the Democrat majority in the Senate, Republican majority in the House, nobody's going to get everything that they want. You've got to figure out how to find that common denominator and actually get things done. Lastly, one of the things that was, I guess, sort of unfortunate about this negotiation is you had a pretty important backstop of actually defaulting on government debt that pressured negotiations. You don't always have something like that to force people into the room and to reach an agreement.
Let me talk about flood insurance, because mine went up 500-something%. I don't know that yours is any different. Tell me about where does all of this stand? I know the state has filed suits. A lot of parishes have filed suit against FEMA to try to figure out the methodology involved here. Give somebody some hope about something, Congressman.
Well, first of all, Tommy, I just want to say that what is happening with flood insurance is a mess. This was first started during the Obama administration. They realized that it was a mess, and they thankfully pulled back the reins and said, no, we're not going to do this. Same thing happened in the Trump administration. They put it out. They were going to move forward. They realized that it wasn't a good idea. They pulled it back. And unfortunately, the Biden administration has actually come in, and they're continuing to move forward on this. It's resulting in people like you paying outrageous rates in terms of flood insurance. We've seen rates go from $650 a month up to $8,000 a year. So I'll give you hope in this. Number one, we are spending near record dollars, billions and billions of dollars, for flood protection improvements, for coastal restoration and other resiliency investments, which means communities like yours will be safer whenever these projects are actually implemented. The next thing is in this budget agreement. We did streamline some of the permitting processes, and so that will help to deliver these projects faster and for less money, which is helpful. And then lastly, we are fighting what this administration is doing. I think it is unjust. I think it can't be properly supported or justified. And I don't think that they went through the appropriate channels to do this. They didn't allow for public comment participation. They didn't do an assessment to look at the economic impacts. And that's not how you're supposed to do things in government.
So what happens? What can you tell people like me, people that are having a hard time with this? How soon? I mean, I know that you don't turn an aircraft carrier around. You can't even figure out, as I understood it, this was a bureaucracy out of control. They won't reveal methodology, how they came about this. Does it have to play its way through court?
Well, so the court is certainly one option, but I'm hopeful that we're able to get this changed in Congress. We started fighting this last Congress, and we're able to make some headway. We had about 36 bipartisan members of Congress from around the country that joined us in fighting this effort. We were trying to do amendments. Our plan this year is working both a bill that would stop or freeze this, prevent it from going forward, while also trying to work in an angle through the appropriations process that would prevent FEMA from being able to fully implement this and require them to effectively go back to the old system. So if we can get that done, we could have success as early as the end of the year. So we're working a number of tracks in addition to the court. But at the end of the day, what they did is wrong. You can't justify it. And we're concurrently working to actually strengthen flood control and hurricane protection projects for our community. So a number of things going on should help to lower rates.
I appreciate your time. I saw you on Twitter with those red snapper. Where'd you catch those?
We caught those about 80 miles offshore. We went out of Fouchon for the Calcutta Fishing Rodeo. A great time, and we had a Calcutta stringer, 5 red snapper, over 100 pounds.
Awesome.
So great Saturday out there in the water.
Good to talk to you. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. Garrett Graves, U.S. Congressman.
Thanks, Tommy. Have a good one.
You bet. 7:30. Let's hope something happens with flood insurance soon. Stephanie Hilferty joins us when we come back. Talk about corporal punishment in school and the legislative session when we return. WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.